We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You guys, this is a really big episode of the Bachelor Podcast. We have lots of exciting news, lots of drama to talk about. I'm Christine Lee with Katie Pallotta. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
And Ryan Jones. Hey, Ryan.
Hello again.
And would you like to introduce the two other people in the studio, Katie?
The two twins I am expecting.
Yay, little Ryan and Christine.
Yes, so you're pregnant with twins.
I am. Found out about the twins part a couple days ago, so it was a big surprise.
That's a little more information than you were expecting.
Just a little bit.
You were preparing yourself for what life is going to be like with a new baby,
mm-hmm.
and now you're preparing yourself for what it's going to be like.
I finally wrapped my head around having one. And then they drop the small little bomb on me that there's two. So it's a little crazy.
But you get to get double the cute gear, double the cute clothes.
It's true.
You get rid of everything at once. You're just like, you're going to have another kid later. You have to stagger all this stuff. This is all just all out of the way at once.
Yeah, you're getting everything out of the way.
Two for one. Come on.
Two for one. There you go.
At the store, people die for two for ones. This is great.
So when
it's a great deal.
When do you do?
August.
So, what?
Yeah, so, yep. You know, basically.
Well, my original due date is August 28th.
Okay.
But because it's twins, I'm most likely to go earlier than that.
But you're not showing.
I'm trying.
You know, all along I've told her she looks like she's glowing. What are you doing? Your skin's amazing. And she just kind of demurred with this little smile. Now we know what it is.
There it is. The secret's out.
By the way, prediction, boys. Because girls take your beauty while you're pregnant. And no, it happened to my sister-in-law. It's not just an old wives' tale.
I've never heard that.
My sister-in-law, when she was pregnant with her son, she looked glowing and gorgeous. When she was pregnant with her daughter, her face got all like different looking. When she gave birth, it went back to the way it was. It's an old wives' tale.
So if I looked gross, then I would be on a girl.
You look amazing. Let's see if you prove the theory wrong.
I think it's going to be one and one.
One and one?
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Best of both worlds. You get your girl, Nick gets his boy, and everyone's happy.
It's true.
Are you going to name them Kayla and, you know, Krista?
No, Kaylin.
Kaylin and Hannah.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Let's dive right into last night's episode. I mean, I don't know where to start with the fence or with the one-on-ones, because Twitter seemed to be more obsessed with the fact that they keep not getting to see Colton jump the fence. And that was like some kind of huge outrage.
Twitter is obsessed with the fence jump.
The social media, I had to tear myself away from it to focus back on the show. But there was plenty of drama last night, starting with Tayshia versus Cassie versus Kaylin, and accusing people of being there for the wrong reasons.
We finally got back into the U.S.
Right.
Going to Denver.
Colton's hometown.
Yes. So Tayshia had the first one-on-one. We finally saw his dog.
Sniper!
Yeah.
So cute.
And all the girls went directly to the dog.
That's
and not
right.
to him.
So. Well, you know that was a test.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they bypassed the dog and went to him, you have to go
Red
home.
Red flag. He took her basically on what he called a standard Saturday. Looked a little elaborate to me, but in Denver, wine, ice cream, meat and fish market.
And what we found out later is chocolate on right in the middle of her butt crack.
That was the
credit scene where she apparently sat in chocolate and he was standing in the middle of the street wiping her butt for her.
So embarrassing.
It got a little more intimate than we were shown on the original portion of the show.
But he brought up to her that the three people that left last week said the same thing, and I want to get your thoughts on it, basically. Right. And that's when all hell broke loose.
Yeah, let's go to Ryan for the replay. You're used to seeing women drama unfold in front of you.
Oh, yeah, that's the story of my life. But it's just so weird because all these girls keep saying, and all being, you know, Katie and Demi and now Tayshia and Kirpa, I don't want to spend my time talking about other women. But, and then all they do is, they spill the tea, if you will. What we found out is that ultimately it was all seemingly bogus because oh, well, we heard rumors, or there was the way you reacted after hearing that the other girls said, they say one thing to Colton, and then whereas they, oh, I heard it. And then, oh, well, it was your body language.
It this, was a she said, she said, she said, she did, she didn't do.
Yeah, except it exactly. wasn't actually yeah. something they heard, except for when they were talking to Colton. Well, we heard it when we were talking to Colton, but when we were confronted with it, it was, oh, well, we saw your body language, and why would you act this way? And this is either going to be the most boring or the most exciting women tell all.
Yeah.
Because there got to be tapes.
That's what everyone said. That's what everyone was saying.
And there has to if be. There aren't tapes, then it's all bogus. And I think it's bogus because why wouldn't the show totally lean into this and show the little nanny cam footage of, you know, from the corner of their bedroom where they're talking, I don't know, do you think this far will be the Bachelorette? Which could, by the way, also be very innocent. When you're getting down to the final seven, final eight, usually that's where the Bachelorette comes from. So I don't think it would be the most ridiculous thing if they're like, oh, do you think the Bachelorette's here? And, oh, I don't know if I would do that. Or, yeah, I might do that. I don't think that says you're there to be the Bachelorette. Just how do you not think about it?
It's that they have nothing else to talk about. And what so are, this yeah, is what the do? Editors have to pull from is that conversation.
Yeah, and I mean, if they do have that on tape or those conversations, that's gold. Like, and we probably would have heard some of the recordings already, I feel like.
I mean, tell me that wouldn't have made, and I actually thought this episode was pretty good, but tell me that wouldn't have just brought this up a level if they did like an A, B roll, or Chris, who apparently had the week off, could have walked in with a tablet and been like, Colton, I don't know how I have to, you know, I have to show you. And maybe this is what happens next week. This, we know, again, he has one more meltdown, so maybe that's what happens. He does see some of this footage, or hears the tapes. It's got to be something. Or they're just bogus, because I love how then Kirby's like, we'll call Katie. Oh, you know what? Yeah, let me get out my phone. Okay. And it just, every time Kirby tried to explain herself not to Colton, who didn't really press any of these women, they sounded ridiculous, whether it was Tayshia or Kirby.
Yeah, and it would be, it will be interesting to see if I guess, Katie goes to the women tell all. But she, because she wasn't like a villain type person or malicious type person. Like, she never started drama. She was just saying when she left, be careful in case there's people that aren't here for the right reasons, basically.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, maybe if Demi had said something like, we knew her as kind of a villain type, but Katie was just kind of skated through this season with no drama attached to her until now.
Well, Colton has found himself in like a historical moment where he's been dumped more times than any other bachelor in bachelor history.
I do feel bad for him.
Why? Why do you feel bad for the? Because he's not Juan Pablo, so you can't. You don't feel bad that he's getting dumped.
No, Juan Pablo is still the worst. But I mean, I guess it's good that this is all happening now.
Well, yeah, because we want to make sure.
But I still kind of feel bad.
Yeah.
There for the right reasons.
But I think Heather, like most of us, saw the writing on the wall. And listen, she had a great time. She got her first kiss. She had this great experience, made it longer than I think any of us thought she would.
Right.
And we're getting the hometowns, and she was pretty like, yeah, if I don't feel comfortable getting married at this point, and I'm not sure that I'm going to get there, it's not fair to bring you to meet my family. I think all of us were thinking that, so she just jumped. I mean, they sat down right and she's like, yeah, okay, so.
No.
It was like the softest exit ever. Because they were both like, okay.
Can I walk you to your car?
Or in this case, your train.
Yeah, your train that you'll take by yourself.
Like her own little train waving as it pulls away.
But it was very, very mutual, I think.
I think he just knew. They'd throw Kirpa on there just with her. Ugh, just go.
Yeah, but that would be.
How do you guys feel about Colton's dad?
I think it was I think they had a good and it was a real conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I think. And if we do, we want to go into that date
now?
Because.
Why not?
Because I think. I kind of knew as soon as they were going to his house that Hannah was going home because they would never repeat this footage for meeting his family again.
Good point.
But
nice observation.
But I don't know.
Just
I think
you're with twins doesn't mean you have to be nice.
Yeah. No, I think he was unsure of Hannah, and that's why he brought her home. I think because if you bring someone to your home, to your family, I feel like a lot more emotions come out, and if you just see how they would fit. And I just think
having her there pointed out how his gut instinct
I think that's exactly right. Because I think this whole time he was really into Hannah B.
Yeah.
Both Hannahs, but Hannah B in this case. And there was a lot of chemistry there, and she's obviously very pretty. And I think he just, we've seen this. He's sort of, I'm into her, and then he'd have some reason to say, oh, maybe not. And we'd keep going, and we ran into that like 3 or 4 different times. And this was the perfect test. Be like, okay, if you can't go all in after meeting my family, and I don't get that feeling with you, and by the way, my father, he clearly knows, is going to tell me how it is. And I think that that was sort of his tiebreaker. Is like, okay, I feel like this is all good. This is all good. Then it's not. This is why I'm going to put her through the ringer of my family. And it was, I think, pretty clear leaving the house that, okay, yeah, this is.
Yeah. And I think I think
even knew going in.
Yeah. And yeah. I think she did get along with the family. But after, you know, being around your family when you haven't been in that long and you're on this journey.
Yeah.
I think it just
was all about journeys.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the pieces of the puzzle just fit better.
Because he even asked her at the dinner after or whatever, after they were at his house, like, oh, why do you think we're a good fit or something along those lines? And she basically gave a non-answer. She just talked in circles about how, oh, it's such an incredible feeling that I'm falling in love with you, and didn't even come close to answering the question. So even up until that point, I think he might have still sort of given her a little bit of rope, say, let me hear from her.
Let's try to save this.
Yeah, and she gave him nothing, basically, yeah. Which, again, we have seen multiple times over these, 7 weeks now.
At least she had a shorter flight home.
Yeah,
from Colorado
you
than
still haven't
Thailand.
Told me what you think of Colton's dad, though.
I thought he was great. I mean, listen,
he's got his son's back for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, the women on Twitter seem to be enamored, and I can't speak for you two, but he seemed to have a lot of fans, and he speaks his mind, and just I thought gave him really good advice.
Yeah, he's like, listen to your gut. Yeah,
and if it's telling you one thing, don't try to talk it into something else.
Right. Yeah. Well, the drama that unfolded throughout the episode was basically what we were talking about before with, people cornering Colton and him finding out that there's been all this talk going on. We haven't really talked about Kaylin yet with her one-on-one date. And she was defending herself to Colton, as you would expect her to do, telling him she's definitely ready for marriage and with him in particular.
Important
caveat.
Let's not
get that
right?
Confused.
It's like, I am ready for marriage.
I'm ready for marriage. I'm the bachelorette.
Yeah, thank you. So Colton had a choice of kind of who to believe, and he had to kind of, figure out by moving pieces or the puzzle around himself.
Well, excuse my turn of phrase here, but he sort of split the baby because he and, like Katie, split the baby into two.
I don't even know what that means. He split the baby?
Yeah.
Like a wishbone?
Exactly. So
what?
I'm trying to make a twin reference here.
Okay.
But so he believed Tayshia because he very enthusiastically gave her the rose.
Right.
But then didn't even clearly come close to believing Kirpa and kept both the women that supposedly are there for the wrong reasons, not ready to get married, wanted to be a bachelorette,
right,
whatever you want to say. So I don't know if maybe he thought, well, I kind of already gave her the rose, but I believe the other two. Or, do you think if Tayshia was the last instead of the first, does she stay?
That's a good question. The order of the complaints, the order in which the grievances were filed.
Because there were four people involved.
Yeah,
he kept two of the people that the other two were trying to throw under the bus.
And At this point, he's tired of it, and he's like, ugh.
And he only kept the one of the under-the-bus throwers.
Right. You're saying if the order had been changed, the batting order had been changed somehow, maybe by the
Do we think Tayshia's still getting a hometown if she's the last one-on-one, is my question.
That's a good question.
Because by the end, he's seen... You do?
Yeah.
Okay, so you think his mind was made up no matter what other drama happened that she was going forward?
Yeah, I don't think that he and Kirpa really ever had
a thing.
That dating connection.
No.
Like, I could see them maybe, like, hanging out or being in a group of friends, maybe. But he and Tayshia always had that kind of romantic connection. And he and Kirpa, I feel like, never really got there. And I feel like...
Never
this
really
sounds
got
like
there.
Me, but, like, yeah. I feel like Kirpa was kind of here by, like, default because all those people left.
Demi.
Yeah, like, and
she just coasted through.
Yeah, they were so
and
much
Heather,
worse.
And Heather left herself,
right.
And Sydney left herself, and Demi left, and Katie left. Like, I feel like, oh, I still have one more rose. Let's just put Kirpa through another week. Like,
yeah.
But I feel like it was never really romantic, even on their one-on-one.
She got ahead by default.
I think so.
Basically.
Yeah. It's
a very important question involving Kirpa. Do we have any proof that she is not a robot?
No.
No.
Because every single conversation she had, she was just...
Very
she
AI.
She doesn't have emotion.
Very
at
AI.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, just totally zonked. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why you would say that. No, I did not. I just don't believe. I was telling him what I thought was best for his heart, and he needs to do what is best for him. And
the new Alexa. You could be like, Kirpa, place batteries in my shopping cart.
Kirpa is a good name for
it's
that
a good
type
name
of thing.
For like an AI.
Kirpa, do women here talk about wanting to be the Bachelorette? That does not compute.
Maybe they need a few Alexas in the house. Start recording more
That's
things.
Hysterical. An actual Alexa, yeah. Not girls named Alexa. Yeah. Or Google Home, whoever they partner
with. So you think Tayshia was going forward either way?
Yes. I think Tayshia always had a one-up.
Despite the pot
Kirpa.
That she's been stirring, and despite her, everyone else is here for the wrong reasons, and...
Between her and Kirpa, yes.
Well, yeah. Because
yeah, okay.
Tayshia, it's been, the chemistry there has been real.
Yeah.
And that's why I found it so bizarre that she jumped into this sort of pit of...
Vipers.
Yeah, like throwing people under, and especially, specifically Kaylin and Cassie. It just seemed weird, because I get it from Kirpa's perspective, because... You make a great point. She sort of just coasted her way in, and then at this point she's probably thinking, okay, I need something to keep going.
I don't think she expected, honestly, to get this far. And she's like, I just have to latch onto something. I'm latching onto Tayshia in this whole dramatic bit.
Yeah, I thought Tayshia was, drama notwithstanding, was pretty strong. So this is why it's confusing me, because I don't know, with all this going on, I don't know that I agree that she was going through either way. I think without this drama, she was a cinch to go through. But once this all started coming up, and I do think that he...
Is questioning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially after talking to Cassie and Kaylin and seeing what I thought were both very believable denials.
Yeah, but
denials.
Men are so easy. When you have that hot attraction, you will overlook just about any damn thing, including my mom's just getting out of prison, and, you know, I have a nanny, and I'm 25, and whatever it is that you say, if there's chemistry, if you are attracted, you'll overlook anything.
That's true.
So I think it's just kind of, I think you're overthinking it, Ryan.
Which is... Par for the course. I mean, that's generally what I do.
Anytime you have to have a dog featured as much as Sniper was featured on the show, you have to wonder if there just isn't anything else going on besides, you know, you're here for the wrong reasons. And then we have Sniper, who is the cutest.
I think we need more Sniper.
I love Black. I mean, who doesn't love Black Labs? And, you know, what a sweet
gray muzzle.
Gray muzzle. He has another dog named Thor. You guys knew that?
maybe?
Who was not featured last night.
Did we meet on The Bachelorette, maybe?
I think so, or Instagram.
And so, you know, where was Thor? Is Thor too hyper? Is Thor too active? Is, you know, Thor
well,
maybe?
Well, because clearly Sniper is anything but active. Sniper was awesome. Sniper was just chilling.
Adopt a senior dog today. They are the absolute best. You don't need to house train them.
I don't want to say eating dinner, but they were having plates in front of them of dinner, and he was just chilling on the couch, like, I don't want your food. Like, whatever. God. You do you. I'm going to sleep.
Just wake me up when you want to do something.
Yeah, no, but you only have one dog like that really in your life if you're lucky. Like one of those just chill, awesome,
we're going to have to investigate Thor.
Thor! See what happened to Thor. Not featured. Poor Thor.
Start digging.
We're going to have to get on that.
Start digging. But the final group date, Katie, we go back to our train. Interesting metaphor for the train is an interesting metaphor. You know, we're going on a journey, but only two of them will return. I guess it was the kind of dark that was a little dark, hinting at like only two of you will return.
Yeah, it was funny because before they announced this group date, I was
what's
like,
what's going to happen to me on the train?
At first, I was like, it's so weird that we have not had a two-on-one this season. And then,
boom,
it turned into a two-on-one. From a four-on-one to a two-on-one
quickly. Trains can either be romantic and, you know, the Orient Express, or they can be girl on a train. And
this was definitely more girl on a train.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Expect the lights to go out and one of the girls disappear and then have to try to figure out, you want the rose? Solve the crime.
Yeah, it was it was definitely more on the...
I would have had more respect for the show if two actually... really didn't return instead of they return and just didn't get the roses. Like, you know, where did they end up?
Send them to Siberia or something?
What happened to them?
Where are you?
Where did you guys go?
I think, though, the funniest part of this whole group date is, you know, all this drama is just swirling and, you know, Heather goes home and then they're trying to figure out, oh, it's Kerpa, Cassie, we still got three people left. I'm like, oh, wait, three? Who are the three? Oh, yeah, Hannah G's here.
Poor Hannah G.
So he walks right into dinner and is like, yeah, Hannah, come on. And you could hear them laughing, and they don't show us a single minute of this. He comes out, gets the rose, and pieces her out. And he's done this throughout.
Yeah, she just leaves, like, goes back, doesn't
because
even say.
Remember the last time when she didn't get a date at all? And he's just like, oh, yeah, no, you're fine. Don't worry about it. I mean... is there anything...
It was before even, like, the appetizers. The girl didn't even get to eat.
Yeah. So
he, like, walked in and was just like, I already made up my mind.
Seriously, he hasn't spent a single extra second with her. I mean, is there any reason to think that she's not the clear favorite of the four that are going home? I mean, he hasn't put her through a single, quote-unquote, test. It's just been, oh, yeah, you're still here. I forgot to give you the rose. Hold on. There you go.
I'm saying it's
been a shoo-in.
I'd love to see the footage from him outside. He's like, okay, I got to go deal with this. I'll see you at home. Okay.
Bye, honey.
See you later.
Don't tell anyone we're already married.
Give Sniper my best. I mean.
Maybe she got a bowl of ramen somewhere afterwards. Like, I hope she was able to eat.
Maybe, but you could tell she was excited to go back into that house and be like, well, let me tell you what happened. You're not going to believe this one.
But it was, speaking of pull up a chair, this is the point where it's Kerpa and Cassie with the final showdown, you know.
With an assist from Kaylin.
Kaylin, exactly, because Kaylin showed up not happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes for great TV, I think. What more could you want?
Yeah, it was definitely a little weird, but I understand why, I guess, she made that appearance.
And again, we didn't get to see the footage. They keep hiding a lot of this footage, and which makes me to believe it was a little more boring than we probably thought
it was.
That's
what I think.
Right. There's nothing there.
Yeah, it was just like, listen, I just want to make sure it's very clear that if I didn't make it clear enough when we talked last time, Kerpa made this up. Cassie and I, listen, I don't want, you know, I want to be there at the end. It's me and you, but Cassie didn't say this. Okay, peace. Yeah. And she left.
And I'm mad attracted to Tasia, so I'm just going to let all that go.
Well, but the thing, he had already given her the rose. I don't know you're going to...
rescind.
Yeah, especially for Kerpa.
Yeah.
Who, again, robot.
Yeah.
Right.
You want to go meet her robot family?
How do you think the families will feel about Colton?
I think he's
pretty likable guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to have that much of a hard time.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, there, I mean, there's always some drama with families.
And the fact that they showed us some of the hard-ass footage makes me believe that it's going to be more...
Nice.
Yeah.
They always do the opposite.
Because I think they probably would have tried to be like, everything's great, and then hit the sledgehammer. But the fact that they're trying to go over the top saying, oh, yeah, it's a... Like Tayshia's father, who she did warn him, going to be a tough nut to crack.
Yeah.
And much like Colton's father, I appreciate that. But ultimately, I think it's going to be A-okay. Because he was pretty clear, if I don't get the permission, that's a no-no.
So, Katie, flash forward 20 years. You have, two 20-year-olds, right?
Yep.
And they tell you, Mom, guess what? We're going on The Bachelor in its 80th season. And they make it to hometown. I mean, how are you cool with your kids going on a show, a dating show, and then bringing cameras into your house and for all the right reasons?
if it was for all the right reasons, well, of course.
Of course.
But, I mean, I'd be open to it, I guess, just because of all the behind-the-scenes stuff that we can gather from each season. Like, I feel like we have a good idea how this works. I would be open to it.
I'm going
to
get your response after you have those babies that you don't even want people breathing on them.
You're closer to this, Christine, because your son is very close
16
to...
16
and
14.
So
what if he goes on The Bachelorette?
Very close to bachelorette age at this point. So if in season... Well, we're in 23... I don't know what bachelorette season, but whatever. In 6 years, if he says, oh, Mom, I just applied to go on The Bachelorette, and I'm so excited.
And your funding to college has just been cut. So,
okay,
can we get the exclusive?
So it's a few more years.
You can go.
He's out of college. He just graduated. He doesn't know what he wants to do, so they're going to have to make up some fun thing under his name to say what he does. And he comes to you and says, well, it's already done. I've been accepted. I'm going for filming next week in L.A. You say...
Don't even think of coming home. No, I'm kidding.
That would be a good hometown.
This is what your kids wants to do. You can't fight it. But I'm not as open as you are about going on a reality show and bearing everything for all to see. I'd be like, really?
I mean, I'm not supporting it. I would be accepting of it. I'm not like, this is what my...
Accepting,
this is the dream. Yeah.
And Ryan, one day in the near future?
Right. I mean, I'm unless I adopt a 15-year-old, I don't think jumping ahead. Yeah, that's probably the most likely scenario. So maybe I can rent out a dog to one of the contestants. That's about as close as I'm going to get. But listen, I have no problem with cameras, and no one's going to want to film me. My family is fairly boring, so I don't think anybody's going to want to come and bring a...
I would love to see you, Christine, as in a hometown, like you being the mom to go hometown.
Worst mother-in-law on the planet.
And you're going to sit down with this girl and say, I did a podcast on this show. I know what you guys are about.
All about, you naughty, naughty girl.
Did you sign that Diffy eyewear deal yet? What's going on?
So we got the women tell all. We got hometowns coming up. We got decisions that have to be made, and we had serious dumpage going on where poor Colton, he's been left by so many women, but the field has been narrowed.
But we also, and we didn't really touch on it much, but we got a private performance at Red Rocks, which for those
You've
of you,
been there.
I've been there, it is 10,000 people normally, and... Two people. They didn't even bring in a crowd where they had to like fake cheer or whatever.
It seems like the acoustics there are so freaking cool. You're under
I've
the
always
stars.
Wanted to go there.
Yeah, it's unreal. If you ever have the ability to go out there and see whoever, someone you really dig, just it's so worth it. The seats are rocks. I mean, it's literally built into there. You get winded walking up to the venue because it's just straight uphill. You're already at altitude.
It's so beautiful.
It's just unbelievable. And so for anybody to get a private show there. And from Brett Young, who got that iTunes Bachelor bump, they're number 5 right now, and you know, maybe
what did
get
you see? You saw Andrew?
No, I saw a band called Need to Breathe.
Oh, okay.
Out
I thought
there.
You saw who's your
and
guy?
And it was
though?
Andrew McMahon.
Andrew McMahon, yeah.
And it was 10,000 people sold out and under the clear skies, and
that's awesome.
So you just see the stars, and yeah. It's just. It's unbelievable. So
we didn't even mention, like, Denver's a great city. Like, and it really came across in the episode, like, just how cool and eclectic the city is. They have everything that you could ever manage.
Literally.
From restaurants to breweries to outdoor concerts to...
To weed
and more weed, and then sporting events. And it's just, like, such a cool town. Their tourism, obviously, is not suffering, so...
Yeah, I did have an issue with the altitude a bit. I was only there for a quick minute. Had dinner, saw the show, and then left the next day.
It gets you.
Like, but it was, I felt it. Like, I felt off from the minute I stepped off the plane to when we took off. I did not adjust well initially. But we went downtown. It was awesome. There were pianos on the side of the street where you could just walk up. I mean, I'm not very good,
awesome.
But you can just step up and play.
That's cool.
And it's just, the food's amazing.
Yep.
And... like I said, if it's your thing, you can just walk into bodegas that are built for weed, and you can just, I'll have that gummy and that cookie.
Did you?
And I did not, but I mean, I went in.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, not my thing. But if it's yours, God bless. It's
either.
Free or not free, but legal. But it's just.
But if the Chardonnay truck pulled up, you know,
God.
I was just mainline right there.
Yeah, like, give me.
I ain't gonna judge you no matter.
No,
what.
You give me a bottle of red or two bottles, whatever. I'm good. But yeah, the food's great. It's just a cool vibe, and you're right. It totally came across in this episode. And
you want to go there after.
Yeah, but definitely
despite what happened on the show.
Yeah,
you still
exactly. I can't recommend Red Rocks enough. Like, go see your favorite artist there. It's A+.
It only costs an arm and a leg to get to Denver, though. It's not a cheap city to fly into,
And it's such a crazy airport. I mean, security there, I've never seen longer security lines. My flight out of there was at, like, 5 in the morning, and we, even with pre-check, you had to wait, like, 20 minutes. It was
bonkers. But it's all state-of-the-art and brand new.
Oh, sure.
And, yeah.
But it's security is a beast there.
Well, so now that we're down to the final
four. Oh my God.
I know.
How are we doing in our
we're all still in it.
Our fantasy picks.
Ryan has Hannah G, you have Kaylin, and I have Tasia and Cassie. So we're all still in it.
And all fairly
good,
I don't think there's a, even if I had to rank them, I think
Cassie's still a front runner.
And again, Tayshia is just the drama part. But like I said, before that, I thought she was really strong. So I think there are four people, any of the four could win. I don't think there's if any of the other people he eliminated or decided to go home, got a hometown, I'd be, okay. We know they're not going to fantasy suites, but I could see any of these four
going all the
being
way.
Being the one that, you know, finally... helps him. Yeah.
Helps him.
His O's got to go.
Yes. O face.
Mm-hmm.
How would you rank them? Rank the four.
Cassie, Kaylin, Hannah G, Tasia is how I would rank them.
I would go Hannah G, Cassie, Tasia, Kaylin.
You put Kaylin last. Okay.
Yeah.
I would go Cassie, Hannah G, Tasia, Kaylin.
Wow. Okay. We have all different, although you and I agree that Cassie's the winner.
And I still like Cassie a lot. I just think Hannah has not had a single blip on the radar.
And that's why she's going to fail.
She has.
Maybe.
She has been it's been very easy with the two of them. So.
But that's why we're going to have something happen that is going to rock his world, not in a good way. Like, where did
like
this
fence
come
jumping?
From?
Yeah.
Yes, fence.
I'm really obviously curious to see who makes it past hometowns, but then fast forward another week, who gets the first fantasy suite?
And any prediction?
Well, I don't know. I mean, obviously, like I said, Hannah's my number one right now, but I think that will be pretty telling too, because I know he said he's not waiting for marriage, he's just waiting for the right person, and that's fine. But wouldn't you think, and obviously they can air them out of order, but wouldn't you think the first person he chooses is the person he thinks, at least going into fantasy suites, is that right person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the first person that as a virgin you choose to get with has to be really special. This is your first, and you know maybe another one may be coming.
The next day.
This is your first. This is a big deal. A big deal.
Yeah, there was an article came out that Tia commented on the whole fantasy suite, and she thinks that he's not going to lose his virginity in the fantasy suite.
That he'll wait till the person that he chooses.
Yeah.
And then that was her, be their wedding night.
That was her take, which
that's a
I
good
understand.
Prediction. Yeah.
Which I would.
I mean,
that's not completely unbelievable.
Yeah. No, I think, and that's certainly admirable. And he, like I said, he said he's just waiting for the right person. And if he does want to be sure of that, as opposed to, well, I think this is of the three, I'd be
so
okay.
So prediction,
with that.
They'll go into the fantasy suite. We won't see or hear anything until they come out in bathrobes eating breakfast. And we'll only be able to
in bed.
Guess
yeah,
as
I,
to
I
what
would
happens.
Imagine one way or the other, they won't, no matter what happens, they won't confirm or deny. It'll just be like, oh, it was such a... It was a
beautiful
magical
night.
Evening and all the typical stuff that we hear. But that's good. Yeah, I hadn't even thought that he'd push past there, but I mean, yeah, why not?
Why not? Well, as always, follow us on all platforms at Bachelor Podcast. I'm going to take a picture of Katie's face right now so you can see that she is glowing, glowing. And we will reconvene next week and talk about, you know, everything else that's upcoming. I probably one of the first women tell-alls that I've been looking forward to in a while.
This has a chance to be quite explosive.
This answers some damn questions already.
I hope Katie goes.
I know. I know.
Because there's always that chance that, I don't know if they're like not obligated to go, like they're not contracted to go, but
if she doesn't, I think we know then that it's definitely all BS because she just doesn't want to have to lie or get shown, you know, the fact that producers like, yeah, we didn't see it.
If she does go or doesn't go?
If she doesn't. If she does, I mean, I think she'll go either way. But if she doesn't, I think that tells you all you need to know about this whole drama being
manufactured.
Yeah, by people trying to stick around.
Right. All right, guys. Well, this was a good one. And maybe we'll see the fence jumping next week.
We can only hope.
We can
Come
only
on.
Hope. All right, I'm Christine Lee. Katie Pilata, thank you.
Thank you.
And Ryan Jones.
See you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.